The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports, sports,
sports,
sports.
So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Apparently, that's exactly what we do. And there's a valley to rally. And happy Canada Day to all my Canadian friends. Let's do this. It's a Thursday on the Blitz.
Diabolical.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the shorter timer, Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. You want to get in today? 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776, or you can get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, send a message. Aaron will read it. Twitter is at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. You can watch us on Twitch. Join the Twitch community at twitch.tv/ESPN975, and it is a Thursday, which really feels like a Friday, because Friday we're going to be out at our bar tomorrow, which is going to be a party, so really, that doesn't even count. So today's kind of the end of the official work week, sort of, in a weird sort of way.
Yeah.
What's going on, man?
Sports and stuff. Freddie, what's going on with you?
Lots of sports. Did a lot of flipping around last night between hockey and basketball. And just ready to have a fun show today.
That's good.
Let's start with your sons.
Oh, boy. Let's start with Pat Beverly.
Oh, God. Can we?
It's Pat Beverly. I said this a couple weeks ago, I think, and I guess I didn't say it emphatically enough because I didn't realize it needed to be said emphatically, more emphatically.
Punch the table when you say it.
Patrick Beverly's a bitch.
Yeah.
I know people here don't like to say that because he used to be our bitch. He's still a bitch.
It's funny because I was reading a story about his antics, and they're calling him, they were saying, well, Beverly, who's a pest, that's not a pest move to go and shove somebody from behind.
No.
That's just I don't even know how to describe that.
Sorry, you lost, bro. And imagine, this happened at the, I wish I could remember who the fighters were. But there was a fight that was going to happen, and it was in April. Jeremy Stephens and Dracar Close. And Jeremy Stephens shoved Dracar Close, and he ended up with, like, he said, I immediately felt my hand go numb and my neck tighten up. I spent the night eating, rehydrating, stretching, and even saw the PT staff later that night. I woke up early this morning with a migraine, headache, nausea, and the only thing that made me feel better was laying in the dark. The UFC got me medicine, and I rested for a couple hours before getting up and vomiting. It was at that point we made the decision to call the UFC doctor, and he sent me to the hospital. So basically, he was formally diagnosed with both a concussion and a sprain to his C-spine as a result of the push. It's one thing when you're in a fight and your body's ready to absorb things that are coming.
Right.
When you're not ready for it, your body is like, it's almost like a car wreck, you know? And imagine if Chris Paul, something like this would have happened, and now Chris Paul's out of the playoffs. Like this, I mean, this guy had to cancel his fight, and it was the day of.
Right. I thought of that last night. Keep in mind that Chris Paul is pretty much peanut brittle these days. You know, you don't, if you breathe on him, there's a chance he gets hurt. So that's the first thing I thought is, man, he's lucky he didn't hurt him. And, you know, I mean, it was completely intentional. It was completely Bush League. And there was no point in it. You were getting your ass kicked. The game was over. What are you doing even walking over there?
No, I mean.
Shame.
Just let it go. You took your beating.
Yeah.
Let it go.
You know, how about do what Billy Crystal did? Give the guy a hug and say, congratulations, man. I hope you win in the finals.
Yeah.
That was kind of cool to see. So, I thought that was a horse bleep move. And you know, Beverly's been this way his whole career.
He has been.
And he's I've said this before, he's one of those guys, when he's on your team, you love that stuff. Everybody else hates it, right?
But that stuff is different. Like, he's gone from, and by the way, he used to be a really good on-ball defender. Like, he was a very good defender. Now he's just like this weird, like, he's got to be overly physical to be good.
Right.
He's like a goon, basically.
And just try to get away with it as long as you can. And if you do, then great. And if not, then you get foul called, and that's that. But that was an impressive performance by the Suns last night, and especially by Chris Paul, which I'm happy for the dude, man. I really am. I'm glad to see him get to the finals. I wish things had gone better here, but you know, I don't think it was his fault in retrospect. But you know, that's a guy who's been one of my favorite players for a long time. He can't do it like he obviously. When you get old, it's hard to be consistently great all the time, you know. Yep. But he still has those kind of games in him like last night, and when he does, man, he's just amazing. And I've always loved his game because he's always been a pass first point guard, and if you're not making the shots, guess what, I'll take over.
Yeah.
And that's always that's one of the things that has always endeared him to me, so I'm really happy for this. I don't know if you notice though, but they're kind of heavy favorites now to the win Suns? The title. Yeah,
I mean, they should be.
They're minus 240.
Think about what's on the other side.
Well,
a Giannis with a giant question mark next to his name.
Or Trae Young with a giant question mark.
Well, and really, just the Atlanta Hawks.
Right.
I mean, we're all kind of surprised the Atlanta Hawks are still here and still battling. So if it's either them or it's a Bucks team where I think if Giannis were healthy and the Bucks were, let's say the Bucks had wrapped up this series in six, I think it'd be a lot closer to a pick 'em. But I think with all the questions surrounding Giannis, I think the Suns are a warranted favorite.
Although, as much as I love the guy, you're an ankle twist away from evening things up a little bit. Now, the Suns are still going to have Devin Booker, assuming he doesn't get hurt. The way everybody's getting hurt, I don't know that I would take a minus price on anybody right now. I mean, they should be favored. But, man, what happens if both those guys get hurt in game one? Doesn't matter who you're playing, right?
Right.
Suddenly it's a different series.
Yep.
And I mean, I know that's a long shot, but I don't think it's that long with Chris Paul. I don't know how bad Trae Young is either.
He's expected to play tonight, yeah, right?
Well, then, okay, then that's not so bad. But I don't know about Giannis. I'm guessing not tonight for sure.
Yeah, not tonight for sure. They ruled him out.
Okay. So, but that was, man, that was fun to watch. I enjoyed that. And, by the way, under on the hockey last night.
Congratulations.
And you know what?
What was the final score?
2-1.
2-1. Who won?
The Tampa. But
Tampa won. Did you have 1.5?
What?
Did you have one? Because you were Canadians.
No, I
right?
said under in if you wanted to sprinkle some money on the money line on the Canadians at a plus okay. number. And if you had, you'd have been right. You just would have lost.
Okay.
They totally outplayed Tampa last night.
You had the game pegged. It just didn't.
Yeah, it does. That happens, man. And that's one of those things about gambling is like if you watch that game, you're like, boy, I'm on the right side of this. If I did the money line, but yeah, the under was gold, and it was it's funny because Tampa scored their second goal with like 1 second left in the second period, and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
So, but they're done. I mean, Montreal's done. They needed that. You play like that, you're supposed to win.
Although, I mean, hell, weren't they done against the Leafs?
Yeah. I'm sorry, it's 3-1, not 2-1. They got a late goal, but it was still well under. But and Lopez says on here, Hawks Suns is intriguing. Trae Young versus CP3 would be fun. Yeah, it would. I mean, it's more like Devin Booker.
Yeah, Devin Booker's the star of the show. Chris Paul's a good story. There's no question that Devin Booker's he's the best player on that team.
Yeah,
it's
Trae Young versus Devin Booker, and Chris Paul is a hell of a piece to have, and you know, and the way he played last night, look, you're not getting that again, I don't think.
No,
you get 41 points out of him. You kidding me? So, but yeah, I think that's the matchup that I would enjoy. Although, you know what, I'd love to see the Bucks in there. I just not without Giannis. If Giannis isn't playing, then it's kind of like, what's the point? But. So he says, I was a Rockets ball boy equipment guy for 6 seasons while Pat Beverly was there. He's the worst human I've ever known. Treated everyone like trash for his own amusement.
Not surprised.
No, I mean, I've heard a few stories like that too, but that's he's just not a good guy, and that's not something that Yeah. I could never see Tim Duncan doing that to a player.
Of course not.
Yeah, you think about the guys in the league who are class acts or no longer in the league.
But here, that's the difference, though. Tim Duncan didn't have to do that to be on a team.
Right.
Like, this is Pat Beverly's job now. That's what he is.
Hmm.
I mean, he is a goon.
Oh, well. Yeah, and at this stage of his career, I don't see him getting his quickness back to where he's going to be a great defender again. But I'm just glad to see Chris Paul get there. And you know what? I have no hatred in my heart for Phoenix whatsoever. So I'm glad to see this. Like, if it had been Utah, it still would have tasted funny. Denver, I could have rooted for. The Clippers, it still kind of feels like they tried to buy one. So the Suns, to me, are the easiest one to root for.
Yeah.
And you know what? They were the best team in the West. Now, you could say, okay, well, the Clippers lost Kawhi, and, you know, the Lakers basically never had a chance because they weren't 100%.
Yeah.
But they haven't had to go to a game 7.
No.
And they've been pretty dominant, so good for them.
I don't know if I want to say they were the best team in the West all season. But no, they've certainly been the best in these playoffs.
In the playoffs, and that's all I really care about, because the season doesn't really mean a whole lot except for seeding. But
you could say the same thing about the Bucks having been the best team in the playoffs in the East.
Right.
And they're still on the verge of not getting there.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, I'll tell you how to get there with your hair. Go see my man, Dr. Linville. Just go to 975hair.com, and you can get your hair back. It's that easy. It's minimal discomfort. There's no linear scar. And guess what? You're back the next day. And it looks natural because it's your hair. This isn't a hair plug. This isn't some weird thing like that. Dr. Linville extracts the individual follicles from the back of your head and transplants them to where you're thinning. And it's that simple. It's your own hair. He's just moving it from one place to another. And you go and get it done in a day. Boom. You're right back. And they're going to offer you a free consultation if you're a blitzer or just a listener to ESPN. You can be any one of them. Go to 975hair.com, and while you're doing your consultation, take a look at his hair, because guess what? He had it done too, and his hair looks fantastic. And if it's something you've been thinking about, and especially if you're younger and losing your hair and you don't really want to be doing that, now's the time to get it done. And if you're an old like me and you already lost it, hey, they can still help you out. 975hair.com. Get your hair back today. 975hair.com.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. We were just talking about the College World Series last night. When I did flip over to see what was going on, it was 9-0. But congratulations to Mississippi State. And we were just talking about this on the Twitch. First title they've won in any sport. It's pretty bizarre.
That is pretty wild.
Because you would think you'd win something in swimming it is Mississippi State, but still. If you're in a major conference, you got to win at something, some point, right? Women's golf?
Something.
Yeah.
Swimming? I don't know.
Gymnastics?
Yeah.
Field hockey? Something? Nope.
What are they good at in Starkville?
Making moonshine.
They've got really hot chicks.
Okay. Well, you could win.
Mississippi State might be like king of the castle for hottest chicks. I know a lot of people say Arizona State. I think I'm a Mississippi State guy.
Very underrated. Like, I'm kind of about LSU when it comes to that. But Mississippi State can hold their own. But I don't know if they give national championships for that. If they did, they would do really well with that name, image, likeness thing.
They would.
So.
They would.
But
that's the next game. Can hot co-eds just get paid for being hot? That, I don't know.
Don't they anyway?
Yeah, they're called Instagram models.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, just don't try to pick them up and have them massage you would be my suggestion.
Yeah.
Is that, that probably doesn't go well for you. You said their women's basketball team is good, they said. See, that's I. To me, the only women's basketball
not
teams I've ever heard of are UConn and Baylor, basically. So, Bernardo, asked, with all the injuries in the West, can we say that the East was better or at least harder to get out of the East? Every top team in the West had injuries. Yeah, except it was kind of the same thing in the East. I mean, the Nets were never healthy. And, well, the Sixers are the Sixers. So, I don't know. I think it's easier, might be easier to come out, especially because if you think about who's going to come out of the East, it could be very much be a Giannis-less Bucks or the Hawks. That's who's going to come out of the East. So I don't know if it's harder. I think it's harder to come out of the West still. But Auburn fan says hottest girls are Ole Miss. Ole Miss is up there too.
I mean, they are. I'm not saying they're not. Yeah. I just from the people I've met, Mississippi State's the winner.
I'll take either one of them. The Slopass asked, what is UH one? Came close in basketball. 16 national golf championships before most of you were born. Track and field. They've won a bunch of national championships. I mean, again, those aren't the sexy sports.
No, but they're sports. Yeah. Like, even Rice has baseball championships.
A baseball championship.
But... I mean, to think that an SEC program had never won anything, it's just surprising, that's all.
Yeah, I mean, especially considering all the sports we never talk about. Like, there's schools with lacrosse championships. Okay, congratulations. But, I think that's, I found it surprising. Maybe I shouldn't be surprised. I wonder how many schools in Power 5 conferences have never won a title in anything.
There can't be many.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it wouldn't have been such a big story leading up to this that it would have been the first one ever for Mississippi State.
Yeah, because, I mean, there's men's and women's golf and everything. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff. Soccer. There's like Marshall. I remember listening to Glenn Davis talking about Marshall playing for a soccer championship.
Yeah.
So it was interesting to me anyway, but I didn't watch much of the game. I did see that stud reliever of theirs come on, I think, in the seventh inning. And I'd read a lot about him, so I kind of wanted to watch him pitch, and he was impressive. But, yeah, it was 9-0.
There are two schools in all of Power 5 who have not won a single national championship in team sports now that Mississippi State has crossed it off the list.
Okay.
Virginia Tech and Kansas State.
Womp, womp. Kansas State did that football video. They're going into the tank.
I think they're done forever. They have to disband the program now because of that, right?
They should. They're going 0-12.
So Virginia Tech, weren't they good at golf at one point? Or am I confusing them with one of the other Virginias?
Virginia's always been, but they played for a football championship. They played for one.
Yeah. Which, I mean, let's not equate these things, right? Like, College World Series champion not equal to Alabama winning national football championship. But... wow, that's an interesting stat.
Yeah.
So 713-780 ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Is that the only championship for Rice? Was there a baseball championship when Wayne Graham was there?
I thought they'd won something else.
Cuz I mean they've had some they've been good at like tennis. That's another one. You know, there's tennis championships out there. There's a lot to be had. But all right, so now who are we rooting for first, Kansas State or Virginia Tech?
Well, Virginia Tech now.
Yeah, definitely.
Although, listen, Virginia Tech had a mass shooter.
True.
And they had a dog killer.
Also, points off of that.
But Kansas State had that TikTok video of their football team. I'm cheering for Virginia Tech.
Ugh. You know what? How about they both just never win? I'd be okay with that. You guys don't deserve it. So there. All right. I have some Texan stuff to get to next segment that I know we're all beating up on these guys, and we should. but this might be beating up on them too much. And this is from a guy who has constantly ridiculed Cal and Easterby, and this might be a bit much, but we'll get to that next. So the other thing I wanted to get to before we move on to that, I when I heard Penny Hardaway was up for the Orlando job, I kind of, what? That doesn't really make a ton of sense. I mean, unless he was just using Memphis to kind of get some coaching experience so he could get to the NBA. But I kind of thought as a Memphis guy that he would stay there. Well, he did. And not only that, he's bringing in Larry Brown as an assistant, which I think is pretty smart. I think that because that's a guy who has success and knows what to do and can make suggestions. And I like that. I think that's a good move for Memphis basketball. Not because I don't know that Penny's a great X's and O's guy.
Oh, I can tell you Penny's not a good X's and O's guy,
but
he's a great recruiter.
And if you can recruit and you got a guy there who is a great X's and O's guy who can help out, who's experienced. And I think it's important to me because I want more good teams in that conference. I want Memphis to be what Memphis is supposed to be. Not what they were. Well, of course, they won the NIT. You know, there's that. Ooh. But I think, you know, you need Memphis good. You need Cincinnati good. You need SMU to get back to being pretty damn good. You got that. That conference is in pretty good shape. You need Wichita State to be good. But I think Memphis is one of those places that has the potential to be great. Hell, they've been to a championship.
Yeah.
So let me ask, what the hell did Northwestern ever win? Had to have won something.
They've won something.
Yeah. I bet it's not swimming. You know what? They might be good at. Are they one of those schools that's good at hockey? Because that could be a possibility. Because there's a lot of schools that are good at hockey that you don't think of as winning at anything else. But I'm sure we can find that out for you. So there's never too much to beat up on the Texans. It's never enough.
The men's golf team has won 8 Big Ten championships.
Okay.
No, that's Big Ten.
Yeah.
They've won. They had one individual. They've won 7 women's lacrosse national championships. 31 individual men swimming and diving, 2 individual women swimming and diving, 2 women's doubles tennis national championships, and 10 individual wrestling championships.
See, that's another thing. You got all these individual championships out there.
Yeah. But as far as team goes, West Virginia, or Virginia Tech and Kansas State, the only 2.
It also says the Wildcats were picked as national champions in men's basketball in 1931, retro-picked. That sounds like an Aggie thing.
How do you retro-pick? I'm just kinda...
Are they the Aggie of the Big Ten?
Could be.
I don't know.
Well, I would say... Baseball-wise, I mean, or for baseball, I mean, it's good. It's probably higher up than some of the things we're talking about, like rowing. But you know, we kind of went over the whole TV ratings thing the other day with baseball and where it fits. So it's a college baseball is kind of a big deal around here because you do have Texas is always good. Aggie's been good. Rice has been good. UH has had good teams. So, KB wants to know, can Fred tell us about the 31 team?
Well, you know, those fellers, they lost like Army, but then they got overturned. And so they were retro national champions.
Of course, I was pretty old then.
That's true. And so, you're pretty old now.
I just don't remember. Just don't remember.
Intel's impressed Vandy as one. So they won baseball a couple years
Vanderbilt
ago.
Yeah, Vanderbilt won a baseball championship just a couple years ago.
Yeah, they're really good at baseball. They have been for a long time.
I think they're really good at like field hockey and sports like that too. So again, golf, that's not surprising at all.
Mississippi State greater than Vanderbilt when it comes to women though.
Oh, as someone who was in the dating pool in Nashville, you are correct, sir.
Seconded.
Yeah. That's I don't know if I've been to all the SEC school or like the, all the cities there, but I'm guessing Vanderbilt chick is probably the least hot.
I don't think there's any doubt. Kentucky, you don't have the depth of quality, but the high end is really good.
The one, there's two that are contenders in my mind: Arkansas and Missouri.
Yeah,
like those two are maybes. But Vanderbilt ain't good. The good news is, though, they're the kind of girls you want to get pregnant because they're going to be doctors and stuff.
Or they're there to find somebody who's going to be a doctor.
I mean, typically, if you get into Vanderbilt, you've got higher goals than marrying someone. Like, trust me.
You never heard of the girls that go to Baylor?
No. Yeah, fair enough. The girl I dated in high school, ended, she was a year younger than me, but, you know, we kept talking once I was in the Army, and she ended up going to Vanderbilt, and this is really smart. She made life decisions based on where I was living, we dated for probably, I don't know, 6 months after she got there, and then we broke up, and now she's a doctor, married to another doctor. I'm going to say her life worked out better than it would have with me, honey. Way to go.
Yeah, you just imagine telling her she's got to leave the medical center to go to Vegas with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably did okay. And you'll do okay if you call Lawyer Dave. If you're in an accident and man, driving over here, I'm seeing the way the streets are crowded again. People are driving like idiots. You're going to get in an accident. It's going to happen. And when you do, you need to call Lawyer Dave. And it doesn't matter what kind of accident, whether it's an 18-wheeler, industrial, any kind of car accident, workplace, slip and fall. He takes care of blitzers. And if you've had to go to the hospital and you got mistreated in the hospital, maybe they gave you the wrong drugs, maybe they misdiagnosed you, guess what? He'll take care of that too. And the best part is, he doesn't get paid until you win. So if you are in one of these situations, you don't have health insurance, you can't go to the doctor, give him a call. If he takes your case, they're going to take care of all that. They'll even get you an Uber to get you to the doctor. That's what they'll do. And the consultation's free. So if you've got any legal question, you can just give him a buzz and say, hey, Lawyer Dave, do I have a case here? And if it's something he does, he'll take it. And you don't have to pay a dime out of your pocket until you win. Based right here in Houston, but practices everywhere in the great state of Texas. 713-626-8900. Twitter is at Lawyer Dave Law, lawyerdave.com, or you can just hit me up if you can't remember any of those. Need a lawyer? You better dial Dave.
Before I flash a word to a place that she didn't know exists. Mediterranean water, my wrist. Keeping on piss, how I'm talking my 6-figure check for a show, man, I'm lit. Let's celebrate now, my bag legit. Go
with me. ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Somebody says one trip to Fayetteville will change your mind on Arkansas. You mean one more trip? I've been there probably 10 times. Not a lot of standouts, in my opinion. There's some. I mean, not every place has some. It's like the way I would describe it, though. It's like great athletes, the best ones are consistently great all the time. They'll have bad games. They'll be off every now and then. And so the great programs will have more of those great players, right? I just think there's more great players at Mississippi State, Mississippi, LSU.
Definitely more great players, but Arkansas still has some standouts. They still have that, like...
Look, we had standouts at the University of Houston, but... Top to bottom? I don't know. I mean, it didn't help that they all rejected me, but, you know, that can color your opinion. It's not like back in the day, I would have had a shot with any of them. So, I mean, Arkansas would be over my head, too.
I mean, if you were them, what would you have done?
The football players. Except for Deshaun. All right, so I promised the people some Texan stuff here, and I've actually had two things to get to. And we'll start with the fun one. What'd you get there?
With some Austin East Siders.
Oh, okay. I knew they were coming.
Wouldn't be a hater. Yeah, they're here.
Wish I'd have known they were here because I would have gone and got one too.
You'll have some, all right?
I'm fine.
Trust me, you'll have some.
Fine.
I got watermelon. They got they want a shotgun. So I said I'd shotgun a cider with them.
Okay.
You can do it too if you're a real man.
Really?
Come on, friend.
Really?
I got 1 month left. You can shotgun it. You can shotgun a cider with me. There's no carbs in it.
I'll do the best I can.
All right. There's probably some carbs, but not enough to worry about.
I'm in my week off. From
okay.
Worrying about it, and then
you got skinny enough, is what you're saying.
Well, I got to where this is easy to maintain, and then I still need to lose more. But I'm going to get to I figured I'm going camping this weekend and I want to have hot dogs and stuff like that. So I just said, this week I'm taking off, and starting Tuesday when I get back, I'll go back on it for two more weeks and get the weight back off if I gain any. I've done a pretty good job of not gaining weight. So, all right. So two things. And boy, that is good stuff, by the way. I mean, they make some really nice flavors. Wife loves them. So our friends at Texans Wire, which they're out there battling, man.
They are battling red.
Very well done, sir. I really appreciate the effort they're putting into to being positive. And I have a headline for you that I want to read. RB David Johnson. You want to fill in the rest of it?
Prime for breakout season.
Very, very close. Could be the Texans MVP in 2021. Now, it sounds, on the surface, you're like, oh, come on. But then, if you think about it.
Let's play a game here.
Okay.
And I won't be here for the result. So, we'll just have to assume that whatever I say is probably what's going to happen, and you guys will be wrong. But let's try this. Between Philip Lindsay, Mark Ingram, David Johnson, who do you expect to have the most rushing yards? Who do you expect to have the least rushing yards this season? I'm going to go Lindsay, Ingram, Johnson.
No, I don't think Ingram is going to be in the mix, because I think he's going to wind up being a goal line guy if he makes a team.
Okay.
I'll go Lindsay, Johnson. Who's the other guy on the roster? Whoever's fourth, I'll have ahead of Ingram.
Oh, really?
As far as rushing yards.
Well, I don't know if they'll have I don't know who all will be on the roster, but right now, Rex Burkhead, I think, is still.
Oh, yeah, Rex Burkhead will have more yards than Mark Ingram.
Okay. Aaron?
Now,
one of those four guys I feel like is going to get cut.
Yes.
Agreed.
Like preseason.
I think Philip Lindsay, and then David Johnson, and then Ingram, because I saw it the same way Fred does. It's going to be hey, we need 2 yards so we can punt again. So go out there and get just the 2 yards instead of the four that we need.
Well, here's a stat, because I know you're a stat guy.
Right.
He did have the highest yards per carry of his career last year at 4.7.
Wow.
Although he played in 12 games and took 147 carries, which is the third most in his career. He scored 6 rushing touchdowns. I don't remember him being anywhere near that good.
I don't either.
Now, I know there were a couple games he had good games where they got where he got a bunch of yards late when they were ahead. I think it was probably against the Jags. But, yeah. And the reality is your quarterback is not going to be your MVP this year. Can we say that guy's probably not a minus number?
I would expect.
Whether it's Taylor or Mills, and it's probably going to be both.
I would expect not.
So.
But also, when you have a team that's that bad, I mean, how much are you going to run the football?
Well, no, they're going to run the football a lot. I mean, now, how often they have it to run it is your question.
Right. What I'm saying is, when your defense is bad, like, you've got to keep your defense off the field somehow.
So you run the ball.
I mean, I guess you run the ball, but
yeah, that's how you do it.
Do you expect them to run the ball successfully enough for that to work? And then what happens when you're down 20? You keep running the ball?
Yeah, so that you don't lose by 40.
Oh, well, I guess so.
I mean,
style points matter.
Tim Kelly said a couple weeks ago that he's designing this offense where he wants the Texans to run the ball a lot more heavily than they did last year.
Well, and theoretically, the one strength on your team is going to be your offensive line. It's probably better if you can run the ball. That's your one way to compete, I think, is run the football, possess it, kick your field goal. Your defense gives up a quick touchdown. Run the ball, possess it. That's how you keep the score down. But to that point, so, I mean, I don't think it's ridiculous that David Johnson could be their MVP. I just think if it's going to be a running back, and it probably would be, it'd be Lindsay.
Okay.
So I think
I think the same. So I think we're all on board that Philip Lindsay's the lead back here.
Yes. Yeah.
He should be. He's the most talented.
Yeah. But, you know, it's funny because I think it was like the last couple games David Johnson looked like a good running back, like a decent running back. I don't want to say good. Good's not fair. I mean, I'm trying to be nice, but adequate is adequate work. The rest of the season, man, it was like, and part of it, I think part of it was the scheme. Part of it was the way the offensive line was kind of a mess when it came to run blocking, and guys didn't know where they were supposed to be, and some of the play calling where they try to run the same play that you know wasn't going to work every single time. But yeah, that the two things that stood out was they were terrible at the run and they were terrible at stopping the run. That's how you win four games with a quarterback with 22 touchdown pass. I'm sorry, never mind. Okay.
They currently have seven running backs on the roster.
Okay.
Scotty Phillips, Philip Lindsay, David Johnson, Mark Ingram, Buddy Howell, Dontrell Hilliard, and Rex Burkhead.
That's a lot.
Okay, here's how we figure out who makes the team. You go and you rate them based on Jesus ratings, like how involved they are with FCA and stuff like that. The four most highly regarded guys, like what that Scientology where you get like certain levels, the guys at the highest level of the Easterby religion, those will be the ones that make it.
Yeah, like the ones who are clear.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? I mean,
you know what I'm saying?
But hey, that's how you want to write how you want to build your roster. It's all good. Poor Marine says he didn't bless a meal, so he's out. And poor Marine, he also says this will be better. They're going to go for five wins. Well, I meant to get to it this segment. We'll do it next segment because we're kind of up against it here. But the Sports Knot went through the entire season for the Texans and projected their win total. And as awful as I know they're going to be, this is the tease. I think they sold them a little bit short.
Okay.
Just a little bit. Not a lot, but a little bit. So, all right, tell the people about hoops.
All right, I'll tell you guys about Pro Dunk Hoops, ProDunkHoops.com. That's where you would go to get the best basketball hoop in the entire world. And I've been talking to Todd. Todd knows, and I think I'm gonna make sure with Keith Tate, the guy who runs it, that I'm gonna be able to take my hoop with me to Vegas and set it up there, because my boys ain't gonna want to be without that hoop. They are out there nonstop, getting in their dunks, getting in their shots, trying to play horse, trying to punk each other out. That's what they do. That's what kids do. And the good news is they're outside. They ain't in my house soaking up my AC, watching my TV. No. They're outside having fun. They've got a goal to fit every house, driveway, backyard. They've got a fully portable version. Whatever you want, they've got it. And they're all adjustable from 10 feet to 5 feet with the turn of a handle. Go to ProDunkHoops.com. Check out all the great hoops for yourself and get your kids outside and playing right now. That's ProDunkHoops.com.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And if you want to get on Twitch and see a whole bunch of great flavors from Austin Eastsiders, that's the time to do it. Are we going to turn his mic on there, buddy?
Yeah, turn Matt's mic on.
Yeah.
Oh, is he on? Oh, you got to get closer.
I'm on. Yeah. Check. Matt, check.
We're good? All right.
Yeah.
There we go.
Matt, so Austin Eastsiders, I get, but then you bring in a bunch of cans that don't say Austin Eastsiders. What is going on with that?
Yeah, man. So we are expanding. We are an expansive portfolio now, very small portfolio, but okay. A portfolio nonetheless. So we started making this new line. It's called Lux Springs. It's kind of in our wheelhouse. You know, we've always been lower calorie, lower sugar, fresh fruit. This is no different. It's all natural teas and fresh fruits, 100 calories, 4 grams of sugar or less. You know, if you want to shape that svelte dad bod like me,
yeah,
you know, really keep it into a shape.
Yeah.
Not necessarily in shape, but a shape. You know, that's what they're for. So they're just easy drinking patio pounders, pool pounders. As long as you're pounding them, they're good to go.
Okay. So, well, and what, tell me about the flavors. What do we got here?
So for the Lux Springs, the lead dog is lemonade, fresh lemon juice, lemony. Tastes like lemons because guess what? Made with lemons.
I like that.
Yeah. Mm. My favorite's a half and half. So it's got black tea, real black tea, and lemon juice. Also, it tastes like an Arnold Palmer in a can.
Okay.
Sounds pretty good.
Yeah. Pretty killer. And then the raspberry is made with real raspberry and tea as well. And then peach, obviously, real peach juice.
So, all right. Yeah. And now these are, I mean, lower calorie, lower sugar than the ciders? What, or is it
Yeah, a little similar? Bit. We have some ciders that'll clock in around there, but we're definitely going for that play and the kind of better for you. The BFY category, if you will.
Yeah.
Better
for all the breweries are doing seltzers.
Yeah.
So you guys said, well, let's do teas.
Yeah, man. And just kind of branching out. And, you know, the whole inspiration for Lux Springs is really all about Texas, right? That hot day, this mythical place on a river down near Austin where it's made. And you get on your stand-up paddleboard and twirl your curly mustache and, you know, paddle onto the sunset drinking Lux Springs.
There we go. Well, I'm looking forward to trying. I'm drinking a watermelon right now. But you did tell Bo that you wanted to do a shotgun.
I heard that this was a pro shotgun studio.
It has been in the past. Normally, so, Tyler is our shotgunner.
Okay.
And he's off on Thursdays.
Right on.
But I figure we can do it as well as Tyler. So I'm in if you're in. I don't know about Freddie. I don't know.
I'll give it a try.
You want to give a shotgun? You want to get in on this?
Yeah.
Come on. Let's go.
All right. So, but what flavor?
Yeah, lemonade.
Lemonade. All right. So hold that guy with the mouth up. We'll cut it right there. So just give me 1 second.
All right.
Get you hooked up.
Fred, what are you going to go with? Half and half?
Yeah, I'm going to try the half and half.
That way it doesn't make a mess. See, look, I'm a pro.
Wow.
Boom. And you lean it up. Lean it up and crack it. You're going peach?
Yeah.
That one's hot, bro. You don't want that one.
All right.
Here you go. Peachy. Boom. Get you ready. Brought that church key. There you go. All right.
Look at you. You're...
Which one are you doing?
I want the half and half.
Half and half. All right. Let's go with that, and I'll do raspberry.
You are a pro.
Or raspberry. The
Raspberry Beret, a hit song at one point.
Yeah.
What year, Fred?
I don't know, but it was from that dead guy.
Yeah. Michael Jackson.
That one dead guy.
What was that? Just like a Kevin Hart, Kevin James thing you just pulled?
Okay. Yeah.
All right, guys. So,
it's not quite happy hour, but I mean, hey.
It's about to be happy.
What are
something.
We doing? All right.
Ready, mouth boys? On, stovepipe up, crack them and lack them. Let's go. I think that's one, which is awesome. Well, I don't know. Solid job. Fred, very slow. He's appreciating the flavor of that real black tea and real lemon.
How you doing, Freddy boy?
I'm old.
You haven't shotgunned in a while.
That was solid speed, man. I got to give it to you.
Thank you.
Not many people beat the old loose throat of Matt Kelly.
This is really good, though.
It is really good.
I'm trying to slam it and savor it at the same time.
Yeah.
That's how you really get a true test of a beverage.
That's right.
Really fast, as quickly as you can. So, but yeah, so those are great, whether you're shotgunning them, sipping on them casually, making cocktails with them. The peach, I love to mess around with some bourbon, natural affinity. All of them go really good with vodkas.
I was going to say that, but the lemonade seems like it would be very good with vodka.
Yeah. Killer with vodka.
Yeah, I've got some vodka in there. I may try that.
See?
Good call.
Drop it in there. Good frisky. I love it.
Yeah, we got some of that highway hemp vodka.
Yeah. It'll
be an interesting mix. Maybe we'll try that next segment.
There you go. A little mixer. I love it. And then, so yeah, that's Lux Springs, man. Always a ringer. So they're in variety packs. The 12 has all four flavors. They have 6 packs of lemonade, and then some of the big, taller, tall boys will be out too. So all your top retailers, you know.
That was really good. I'd like to get one of those that I'm actually sitting back in and enjoying.
Well, you can do that after the segment. Okay. For the segment, I mean, Matt wanted a shotgun.
Well, he did. Forced enjoyment.
We're going to tell him.
But who won? I know I was fourth. I mean, that was easy.
I think I was second.
Did we finish before you?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Boom. There you go. I'll take silver medal. At least I'm on the podium. I like that, you know. I'm down with that. And then, so yeah, that's Lux Springs. And then we also have, of course, you know, East Siders. Everybody knows East Siders, strong brand, number one craft cider in Texas. Watermelon is our new seasonal. So that's kind of what we want to talk about there is the watermelon. And it's made with fresh melon, kind of has like a little tart rind flavor to it. What did you think of the watermelon?
I love the watermelon. It's one of my favorites when it's out. I enjoy it. I like the blackberry too. I'm normally a beer drinker. My wife doesn't drink beer. So if I'm going to have her drinking. She wants cider, and so yeah. we'll get a variety pack or something like that.
Yeah,
and, you know.
And when we go camping, cider's the big thing. That's like, you know, get them really cold and sit out there by the start a fire, sit out there by the water and drink your ciders.
Man, and got me daydreaming. That's awesome.
Yeah, in fact, guess where we're going this weekend?
Going camping?
We're going to pick up a case tomorrow.
Nice. There you go. We'll head to, you know, all your top retailers, HEB, Total Wine Specs, all the big guys, Kroger, all those big guys got them. So you can pick them up pretty much anywhere.
And the same with Lux Springs. You can get that anywhere now?
Yep, you can get it. Our top retailers there again, HEB, they're a great partner for us. Total Wine Specs, all those guys.
All right. Well, Matt, always appreciate you coming in. Always enjoy sharing one with you. Yeah. And, make sure you guys go pick up some for the weekend. And if you're like Fred, just sit in your RV in the rain, and you're going to have nothing to do but drink all weekend.
Pretty much,
so you got, at least you'll have something nice to sip on.
Yeah. And happy 4th of July to everybody. Hope you all have a great weekend. Grab some cold East Siders at Lux Springs and have a good time.
All right. Appreciate it, man.
All right. Thanks.
There you go. That's Matt from Austin East Siders.
And, you know, all chugging aside, these are perfect for this time of year where it's so ridiculously hot if you just want to sit out on your porch.
Honestly, it is.
It's nice and it's light. It's refreshing.
But you want to drink something refreshing, but you could just drink regular tea or lemonade. At the end of that, you're not going to be drunk.
Right.
If you drink 6 Arnold Palmers, you're not hammered.
No.
If you drink 6 of these, you got a shot.
Right, there was
isn't that always the goal?
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
to be a little drunk,
or at least a little buzzed.
A buzz. Yeah, that's what I mean.
You don't need to be sloppy. You don't need to be where your friends have to carry you out of a place like I've had to do recently. You don't need to be that. You know, just sit back and get a nice little buzz going. But yeah, that was really good. I just like to try it when I'm not like trying not to embarrass myself and spill it all over my computer. So, because I can't tell you the last time I actually shotgunned something.
Yeah,
it's. I will say probably 50% of our listeners weren't born yet.
Oh, boy.
Because it's probably been...
You're out of practice.
It's probably been 30 years.
You're out of practice.
Well, I am a more traditional alcoholic. I like to, you know, just pile them up. You know, I drink them fast, but not that fast. How's that?
I just open my throat hole and let it happen. That's the way I do things.
And that's what she said.
That is what she said.
But I don't know if she meant it. It's just, you never know. All right, so we didn't get to the Texans thing this time, but we will get to their prediction for the season from SportsNot, how many wins they have the Texans at. And we'll see if AJ agrees. All right. We're going to take a very quick break. Please don't go anywhere. Hour number one already in the books. That was fast. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5, 92.5.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports.